Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Pretty soon now, I'll be managing director of Bendigo Pilgrim Limited. I should be on top of the world. So I would be if it weren't for you-know-who. I ask you, how can a fella get himself into such a position? I get fonder of my wife every time I see her. You wouldn't believe the change the last year or so has made in Marcia. She used to be a very bright, slightly brittle, extremely fashionable girl. Now she's the most attractive woman I've ever set eyes on. And I've been around enough for that to mean something. But so what? I'm still stuck. I still have to marry Stella. Unless I'm going to spend the rest of my life calling myself a heel. Talking of heels, Palmer's trial comes up in a day or two. He's pleading guilty so we can write him off for good. As for today, there's a meeting at Bendigo's connected with a merger and business technicalities I won't bore you with. But to all intents and purposes, the merger itself dates from today. Stella and I are due there any minute, and we'll see all the rest of the crowd, of course. It's a great day for me, but I don't know. Somehow, I couldn't care less.
Let's have a look at you. Your tie's not quite straight. There we are. And here's something I picked this morning myself. Red carnation. Chin up. There. You've come a long way, Jeff. Since that night I rang to tell you were in the soup, remember?
Oh, well, I remember. All set?
In a minute. Marcy will be there, won't she?
Of course. Try not to start crowing, there's a good girl.
Provided she doesn't either. All right, let's get going. By the way, will I pass muster?
Yes, yeah, you're all right. Jolly good, in fact. All right.
It occurred to me you might be interested in how I looked today of all days. Silly of me, wasn't it?
People will be turning up any minute, Marcia. Would you like to run over these last details before they get here?
Oh, there's as good a time as any, I expect.
You don't sound exactly enthusiastic about it.
Oh, Frank, I'd like to throw the whole business into the deep blue sea. I don't care whether we merge or don't merge. Bendigo's can go broke tomorrow for all I care.
Yeah, this won't do.
No, it's all so utterly wretched. I've a husband I adore. And the man loves me too, I know he does. And just because Stella Bronson raced me to the jail to bail Jeff out, one day 2 years ago, everything's in an absolute mess.
You're going back a long way.
But it's true. That's what makes it so hard to take. I keep saying to myself over and over, if only I'd been 10 minutes earlier. 10 wretched minutes.
Ah, it's too late now, my dear. Look, why don't you think more about the future? When we're straightened out here, why don't you take a long trip abroad, pull a string or two, and you might be able to get yourself 6 months in California. You start shopping along Sunset Boulevard. You know, all those terrific clothes and all those terrific young men. Oh, why, hang it, Marcia. You don't know how lucky you are.
I suppose it must sound to you as though I'm making a fuss about nothing.
Not nothing, but you could be a lot worse off.
Pollyanna, always look on the bright side. Oh, I suppose you're right, Frank. You must think I'm an awful crybaby, but thanks for being nice anyway.
Oh, it's all right.
Frank?
Mm-hmm?
I like you.
Oh, my, Mrs. Pilgrim, do you want my wife to come after us with a rolling pin? Now, that's more like it.
Marcia.
First arrival, Mr. Fleming. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Has Jeff not arrived yet?
We said 11:30, Mr. Fleming.
Yes. My, what a difference the flowers make to this boardroom, eh, Glover? And what changes we've seen at the firm these last couple of years.
This will be the last one, I hope.
Is Jeff's office all ready for him?
Well, he's not actually starting here until next week. But sometime before then, we're having a less formal gathering here in the boardroom. You know, a few shareholders, yourself for our host, all the senior staff. It wouldn't seem quite right to start the new regime without something of the sort, don't you agree?
Oh, most certainly. It's a capital idea, Marcia. Usher in the new regime. My word, that's excellent. Did you think of having the caterers bring something in to make the occasion go with a will?
I thought of champagne.
Oh, you know, there's a funny thing. We haven't had anything of the kind since the day you left the firm to marry Jeff.
Yes. It'll be quite apt. We had a party to say goodbye to me. So why shouldn't we have one to say goodbye to me again? And welcome Jeff and his new wife back into the firm. Why not?
Oh, try not to be bitter, my dear. We all make mistakes. We can only repair them as best we can. Jeff and Stella.
Morning, Master. Morning, sir.
Jeff, Miss Bronson. My dear fellow, let me take this opportunity to congratulate you.
Thank you, sir.
It really is quite an occasion, don't you think, Marcia?
Oh, definitely. You could even call it piquant.
Piquant? Yes. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're here, Jeff. Would you two young ladies excuse Jeff and me for a minute? Jeff, the underwriters have done a most peculiar thing.
Marcia, you said something about the occasion being piquant.
Isn't it? I'm not only handing over my firm, as it were, but I'm handing over my husband, too.
You're handing over nothing, neither your firm nor Jeff. For Pete's sake, don't let's be childish.
I promised myself I wouldn't quarrel with you, Stella.
And I promised Jeff I wouldn't quarrel with you.
Well, that makes two of us. When are you being married?
We've not yet decided on the actual date, darling.
Well, do let me know. I couldn't bear it if I missed sending you something. A cruet or an egg slice or something.
I know it's frightfully mean of us, Marcia, sweet, but will you be shattered if we don't invite you?
Extremely odd. I was just about to suggest that if you really wouldn't take it too much to heart, it might be better if I stayed away from your wedding altogether.
Oh, isn't it nice to agree about something?
We have the right to do that, sir, making it sort of tidy all round.
Oh, quite. Now I see it perfectly. Well, it looks as though people are making a move. Here comes Frank Glover with the lawyers. Good gracious me, what a lot of coming and going just to sign a few papers. Oh, we're being beckoned, I see. Will you lead the way, Master?
That's good. Well, I don't suppose there's much point in us hanging about, Marcia. Well, have I seen you in the next few days?
I'll ring you about the divorce as soon as I hear from my solicitor again.
Good less. Look here, we're off to lunch. We have a table at the ambassador's. What do you say, Stella?
What about?
Why don't we make it a threesome?
Who's the third?
Don't be silly. No, serious.
Oh, no, really, Jeff. Thanks a lot,
Bill. Come along.
Jeff, is this really necessary?
Yes.
Why?
Because we're tied up so closely in business, it's absurd for us not to be good friends as well. Come along, Marcia. What about you?
I told you. No, thanks.
Jeff, please don't plead with her.
I'll do as I see fit, Stella.
Perhaps you'd like me to step aside and you can take Marcia instead.
For Pete's sake!
Oh, Jeff, don't let him make you furious. At least not here.
Are you telling me what to do about Jeff?
Now, look here.
Jeff, there's no need to get angry with her.
If you don't pipe down...
I won't speak.
Now, just a minute, the pair of you. If you don't both keep quiet, I'll take you by the scuffs of your lily-white necks and bang your heads together. Is that understood, Marcia?
Yes.
Stella?
Yes, Jeff.
If you're definitely not having lunch with us, Marcia, I'll see you soon. But not another word from either of you right now. Come on, Stella, on my way. Bye-bye, Marcia.
Bye-bye, darling. Don't forget the amalgamation party. And I suppose you'd better ask Stella.
I can't help it, Jeff. I try till I almost burst, but It doesn't help a scrap. She maddens me.
What are you having?
Soup. No, no soup. I want lobster thermidor.
What's the matter? You're peckish or something?
Oh, this is really an occasion, Jeff.
I'm aware of that. Well, you're far away. Lobster any way you like it. You wouldn't care for a bottle of champagne. They'll help it down, would you?
I was just going to suggest it.
Well, why don't we make it one each? So we can arrive back at work with a good ripe glow.
Even that would be nice.
All right, let's have it. What's up your sleeve?
Nothing. I've just come to the... Well, look. You're the captain of Bendigo Pilgrim Limited, moving into your huge new office in about a week. You're probably the most successful character of your age in town. How's that?
Oh, that's fine, but...
Let me finish. There's an angel. You're not only on top financially, but there's your divorce. In less than a week, you'll be as free as air to marry me or to tell me to go to Kingdom Come. Anything you like.
So what?
You don't seem to realize you're on top of the world.
I do realize it, thanks to you. If this merger does nothing else, at least you'll be marrying a cove who can really do things for me.
You're glad of that, Jeff?
Well, naturally. You'll see.
We're really going to town, are we, darling?
What do you think?
Right now? Well...
Oh, do snap out of this, Stella. Any time now, you'll see you for yourself. The wedding present picked out for you, it'll curl your hair. As you say, we haven't a care in the world.
I have a present picked out for you too, Jeff.
No.
Yes. You can guess what it is now, if you like. Or should I tell you? I think I'll tell you. This merger doesn't only put you on top of the world, Jeff. It lets you out. It lets you out of marrying me. And my present to you is Marcia.
What's the matter with her? She lost her senses? Or is she having some sort of a jerk? Whatever it is, I don't like it much, especially right here and now. Boy, oh boy. Just suppose she meant what she said.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.